If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
720 WGN, I'm John, he's Dan. Hey, Dan, happy holidays to you and your family, my friend.
Happy holidays to you, sir.
Thank you. Having a very enjoyable time, and you know, food is such a big part of it. What can I say? It really
is.
Yeah, no. Totally fantastic. Gotta tell you. Love it. All right. However, I didn't have any nachos, and I didn't have any ice cream sundaes.
I was going to say, I actually did not have any ice cream or nachos either. That is interesting.
Has anyone ever, by the way, the food fight is between nachos and ice cream sundaes. Has anybody ever had a nacho ice cream sundae? Would that work?
That sounds amazing.
You think that would work, though?
If you were to use like churro, like little churro bits or something like that,
I don't know. It just occurred to me today, looking at pictures of them.
That'd be a pretty good nacho.
I don't know.
I'm sure that there are dessert nachos where you could do like deep fried churro slices or like elephant ear style things.
That's what I just said.
Man, that sounds good.
Dan, you're on the right path. I think we should collab and make the ice cream nacho.
I am down.
Not your typical nacho. I'm down.
No. However, you know, you just say on the surface, you just say, look, ice cream sundae or nacho. I mean, really, come on. Is there any competition? We'll find out.
That's true. Well, that's what we're going to debate.
Yes, that's right. Well, I don't really have a lot to say about the nacho.
Give me your sundae take. Why is the sundae? Because our debate tonight is the best guilty pleasure, the ice cream sundae or the nacho?
Do you know what?
You got ice cream. Give me you.
Well, first of all, I like ice cream way better than I like anything that's in a nacho, period. I mean, just from the get-go. You know, you've got so many different things that you can add. You know, sprinkles and whipped cream and marshmallows, peanuts, maraschino cherries, bananas, chocolate syrup. Come on.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
What's the thing?
It's not as if nachos is light on toppings.
I think there's more
possibilities than you go with ice cream. Because ice cream has, it's just sweet on sweet on sweet on sweet, and that's it. You want ice cream, you got ice cream. You want marshmallows, you want fudge. Yeah. It's sweet. With nachos, you could do more. You could do sweet. You could do barbecue pulled pork nachos that gives that sweet taste. You could do the savory kindness, too. Yeah, you could do the cheese. I've had nachos with French fries before.
French fries on the nacho, in the nacho?
Instead of the nacho itself, I've had French fries. I've had steak as a topping. I've had every kind of nacho you could have. And the possibilities are more endless. And when you do ice cream, you have to just do it right there. It's all by yourself. It's a one-man team. Nachos, you can eat with your buddies. You can put it on the center of a table. You can watch a game. It's travel. You can go to the movie theaters and everybody can eat some nachos with you.
Geez,
everybody can share nachos. I mean, and you know what? It makes it so beer tastes better, too. If you eat enough nachos, that cold beer tastes even better. Whereas ice cream, what do you wash it down with? A milkshake? It's the same thing.
I'm not recommending an ice cream sundae with beer. So
That's true.
You're not going to get any argument from me. However, you got to hear about this history of the sundae. And, you know, it's spelled S-U-N-D-A-E. Yes? Right?
Yes.
Not Sunday, the word day, but S-U-N-G-A-E. So, the state of Illinois is involved in all of this.
Uh-oh. Then you know right now it's not the better one. The state of Illinois is getting involved. It's all good.
All right. So, the first recorded use, Oxford Dictionary, blah, 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 Ithaca, New York, April 5th, it's, spelling the word S-U-N-D-A-Y to designate an ice cream dish of ice cream dish. Then we get Chester C. Platt, proprietor of Platt's and Colt's Pharmacy in Ithaca, New York, who is said to have served it after Sunday church. Then there's a patent attorney in 1894 sought to take for a trademark, changed the spelling from S-U-N-D-A-Y to S-U-N-D-A-E for a trademark purposes.
Okay.
Yeah. And apparently there were, according to the Evanston Public Library, you're not going to believe this, the sale of soda was prohibited on Sundays in Illinois.
That sounds like Illinois.
Because they were considered too, quote-unquote, frilly. This is just insane. It was like a blue
another
ball.
Reason why you nachos know? Is better, because the government has yet to tinker with it.
Well, this was just one city. But, I mean, the idea that I guess some religious groups felt that it was too, I don't know, how I can't see the connection between how soda or you know, soda, water, or any kind of soda would be something that you would have to avoid because it was bubbly and frilly on Sunday. That's
true.
I'm not in on that. I don't get it. But, man, that's what I, in my extensive research today, that's what I came across. There's a whole bunch of other stuff, but who's got the time? I do.
Who's got the time?
8:15, back with more on 720 WGN.
Food Fight!
Let's get you back to Food Fight. Here's John and Dan.
Oh, yes, he's Dan. I'm John. Food Fight between nachos and ice cream sundaes. Now, just hold on a moment. Stop the presses. Evanston, Illinois, 1890, one of the first locations to pass a blue law in selling ice cream sodas. Huh. However, yes, but rule breakers saw a loophole. Some ingenious confectioners and drugstore operators in Evanston, obeying the law, served ice cream with the syrup of your choice without the soda, thereby complying with the law. This sodaless soda was the Sunday soda. Though there you have that. Then, Plainfield, Illinois, also claims to be the home of the first ice cream sundae. A local belief is that Plainfield druggist named Mr. Sontag created the dish after the urging of patrons to come up with something different. So he
interesting.
Did. It is just, it's just so interesting. Who knew there could be such interesting items about food? And who knew there could be such interesting tunes? Yeah, it gets a little rockin' there.
That was cool. That was the most rockin' version I think we've ever had.
Let's not forget the ice cream sundae. The tune's not bad tonight for
this is actually coming pretty good.
I mean, we got some production elements in there, and it's not just nursery rhyme songs. Which... sometimes, you know, that's what we run into. 8:21 here at 720 WGN. I suppose we should take an opportunity to find out what the score is between nachos and ice cream sundaes here.
We have an opportunity.
What is the?
I don't know if I want to hear it.
Well, with 62% of all votes counted, an ice cream sundae is our listeners' favorite choice on their guilty pleasure food.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, me either.
Me neither.
Yeah, but there.
I was driving an uphill battle in this one, but what can you do?
What do we want to do next week? Oh, by the way, the ice cream sundae song was done by somebody called B-Dash Suku, and the All the Nachos You Can Eat song was done by Perry Grip.
Ooh.
Wanted to give credit to those particular...
Give credit where they're due.
That's right. So we do that sometimes and don't say who the singer is, and that's not right.
Yeah. So next week, Dan and I were talking a little bit before the show, and something my family used to do was steak and lobster on New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
So I thought I'd make you guys decide between steak or lobster. A little surf, little turf.
Oh, man.
It's a tough one.
I'm down.
But we've gotten a few that are a little easy, so I need to make you guys actually work for
steak
it this time.
We got a sweat. We got a sweat.
And not the meat sweats. You guys got to.
Jeez, hey, that's man, like
I
taking.
I took nachos over ice cream. I was definitely sweating like Rocky in a training montage.
You know, I mean, that's two really fantastic food items.
I know.
A lobster and steak.
All right, John, so much, I'll let you choose this one.
So much so that people serve, like you said, surf and turf.
Mm-hmm. But I'm making you guys surf or turf.
How about this? Which is better, surf or turf? Do you want? I'll take water.
I'll take the farm.
Yeah, which one you want, John?
All right, lobster.
All right.
Just because the B-52s sang about it, and because the lobster is rock.
The rock lobster.
And wasn't it a scene in a Woody Allen movie a long time ago?
Where he's trying to
get a lobster to come out from behind a dresser in the bedroom when he's trying to use melted butter.
I think you're right. That one does sound familiar.
Diane Keaton.
Yeah. You're right. Is it Annie Hall?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're absolutely correct with that, John.
Yeah, so the hell with steak.
We got Only beef. Kidding. We got some Only real beef.
Come on. Too many Westerns and the cowpokes are out there laying down the beef for the chuck wagon. Yeah.
I like where this is going.
That's going to be good. Are we doing that Monday? Are we back to Monday on Monday?
Yeah, you guys will be back on air Monday, mm-hmm. and we'll do it at 8 o'clock as the usual showtime.
Very good. Yeah. On its normal day.
On a normal day at a normal time for us, which is a little weird. But
During hockey season, yes it is.
Yes, indeed.
So, Dan, this barguments, you've got to still be barguing on your barguments.
We are barguing away. Holidays is a big one. I actually had Mick Leon from the Christmas station that's been playing Christmas music all the last month and a half.
I got
to dive in a little bit with him and talk a lot about what goes into a Christmas station when a station flips formats and the bargument we talked about.
Well, would that be a lot of computerized
a lot of computerization, but you know, there's competition for it. I mean, I'm not sure if you are doing it either, but when you don't hear a song you like, there's other places to find Christmas music, so you got to find ways to keep people involved. I know my wife hates that Mariah Carey song, so when that thing comes on, that radio gets skipped around pretty fast.
I understand that. It has been overplayed.
Yes.
Over the past few years.
But the argument was, who is the voice, the musical voice of Christmas?
Who is the musical voice
who
of
is
Christmas?
The, when you hear that, who has that voice that's like, that's Christmas? Is it Sinatra? Is it Mariah Carey? Is it Andy Williams? Is it Bing Crosby?
Oh, man.
Who is your, okay, that guy, that gal owns Christmas. For me, Sinatra, hands down.
Hmm. Well, you put me in a tight spot where I don't have
I was going to say, your opinion, actually, I want to hear, because you've been playing a lot of these records in your time.
Right. That's why I like Sophie Tucker, for crying out loud. No.
Nice. That's okay.
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, it's an opinion. It's a bargument.
No. That was meant to be humorous. Because Sophie Tucker, I think, is like 1729 or something. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes. That's okay.
The voice of Christmas. Well,
there's a lot. And a lot of people do all kinds of different versions. Some people do a better version of this or that.
Oh, yeah.
But there is something to those originals. When you hear that one voice, you're like, I'm Jewish and I feel the Christmas spirit when I hear Sinatra. I hear that guy, and I'm putting up ornaments all of a sudden.
Well, that's a pretty strong argument.
That's a strong version.
What's your favorite Sinatra Christmas tune then? Now, wait a minute.
When he hits that Silent Night, you pretty much stop talking in the car.
I got one. Bing Crosby.
Bing is amazing.
White Christmas.
And Andy Williams, he hits the Happy Holidays and a peppermint stick for Old Saint Nick. I'm screaming that one out the window. I embarrass my kid dropping him off at school on a regular with that song.
Patsy and Elmo, that always does it for me.
Yes,
Yeah, running over her grandma with a reindeer. You know,
That's it.
Says the holidays, right?
That's the holidays, yes. And a Trans-Siberian Orchestra, suddenly you're involved.
Yeah, but that's instrumental.
That's true, but I'm just saying, what's that? That sound.
That's heavy
sound
duty.
That makes everybody go,
that.
Now it's Christmas. Well, because when Thanksgiving is done and everybody flips to, all right, it's Christmas time, I always tell the wife, actually it's before Thanksgiving when Christmas comes on, and I always say, let's just do the fun ones, not the real serious ones.
Yeah.
But even those fun ones, like some of them are like, you know, the classic of classics.
Yes, they are. No, of course they are. Although some are,
Got the Ronettes.
Oh man, yeah. I don't know if I would say that when I hear that, you were like making a. There was a test, like when you hear this voice, it says Christmas to you, or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's too many different Ronette songs that I like to say that
that's true. That's true.
Whereas I don't really know any other Bing Crosby songs except White Christmas.
You know what? So, you are right. If you were to say, can you name me another Bing Crosby song that wasn't Christmas?
No,
I would be on Google faster than that word came out of your mouth.
Because it gets played over and over again.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of these tunes and the people.
To be honest, though, it's almost becoming that way with Mariah Carey in some ways. I have to take a minute. Like, what other songs does she sing? You're like, All I Want for Christmas? What else do we got?
That song, Fantasy. That's it.
And that's a deep cut.
What is that?
Fantasy. It's like, it's just a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. When I close my eyes, you come and you save me. That one?
See, now, this was in Rush Hour. I got Brendan to sing on the radio.
That's Merry Christmas?
No, that's not Merry. It's another Mariah Carey song that I can name.
Rush Hour.
I'm like, what has this got to do with Christmas?
No, that was just one other Mariah Carey song I can name.
You know, I will admit that that Mariah Carey Christmas tune does not bother me.
It does. My son and I love it, but my wife, you would think I ran over her mother with that song.
Yeah, every time. That's the way it is with a lot of popular songs. They're divisive. We got to go. We got too caught up in our Christmas argument.
Bargument's the podcast. Yes. You can get it anywhere. And next week, I will see you for Steak versus Lobster.
You got it.